Hi everyone, this is Ray, and today we are going to be talking about five takeaways from Dr. Shefali's book, Conscious Parenting. Well, let's get right into it. Takeaway number one, feelings. Our children are real individuals like ourselves, capable of full range of feelings that we experience, like joy, sadness, anger, wonder, curiosity, tiredness, even stress. It's easy as parents to lock ourselves in the mode of sermon, looking for lessons in every moment, often to the point of being insensitive to our children's feelings. Our hearts may be in the right place and our intentions meaningful, but have we considered how imposing our agenda can extinguish our children's flame of creativity or even their spirits? So think about it. What does your little one like to do? Her interest? What upsets her? Therefore, we have to put our ego, this artificial sense of ourselves, aside and actually be aware of their feelings. Be aware that they're humans like us. Again, with that full range of feelings. Takeaway number two. These children are not ours to possess. In fact, we only get a short period of time with them. Soon, they may be out of the nest on their own life's adventures, college, career, marriage, kids, travel, businesses, whatever they set their minds to do. I like this quote in her book of Conscious Parenting. Children aren't ours to possess or own in any way. When we know this in the depths of our soul, we tailor our raising of them to their needs rather than molding them to fit our needs. So our job really as parents, you know, when you think about it, is to help our children actualize their God-given potential. I like this record about Abraham in Genesis. God said he, talking about Abraham, will command his house after me. Can God vouch for you as that to train your child in his way? Because you are a steward. I am a steward, a manager. And God gave us these gifts to train in his way. Takeaway number three. Examine your strategy for success. I like that. She mentioned taking the approach of building and growing a multi-billion company. So how do you do that? You sit, you plan, and strategize. What is your parenting mission, your philosophy, everyday operation, or in parenting, what is your everyday interaction with your child? I might even add from a business owner perspective that just the same way you revisit and revise your business plan as needed, it is good to revisit our parent plans and mission. If you're married, work with your spouse to ensure the family is on track and do not hesitate to pray for direction because no one knows our children better than their maker, the creator. Takeaway number four, and this one is pretty big. It begins from parenting unconsciously. What does that mean? This was a theme and foundation of the book. I'm going to quote this. Each of us imagines we are being the best parent we can be, and most of us are indeed good parents who feel great love for our children. It certainly isn't out of a lack of love that we impose our will on our children. Rather, it stems from a lack of consciousness. The reality is that many of us are unaware of the dynamics that exist in the relationship we have with our children. End of quote. Truth be told, we don't like it when someone else points out our parenting style or comment on the dynamics we have with our children. We get defensive. I know I have. It's common. This book reminded me of the importance of becoming aware, this goes back to mindfulness, of our parent-child relationship. My relationship as a parent to my child, it's a partnership, And when we look at it that way, we are able to connect with our children and we can parent better because we ourselves are better. Takeaway number five. Mistakes are windows for learning. A lot of times we look from our adult lenses into a child's worldview, and in our high and mighty ways, we attempt to correct our children's mistakes. However, what ends up happening majority of the time is that we guilt trip them. We hand down a verdict, hand down a judgment. We look for motives, which often, especially for toddlers and school age kids, are not fully formed or unintentional. Most of their acts are unintentional. So Dr. Shefali noted in her book, I quote, "Our children learn how to handle their emotions as they observe us during periods of stress," end quote. I agree. Early this year, my husband and I observed how our kids were indifferent to each other's feeling and shouting at each other when things weren't going their way. Not because we shouted at each other, but because we took out most times our stress and frustrations at them. "Daddy is trying to work. Keep it down." We had long attached quietness to peace. And when you have four kids in the house, you know girls and their high-pitched squeals and excited screams, it can be difficult to keep the house quiet. So we had to consciously, there goes that word again, make a decision to handle our stress differently. No more hollering at them. If you have not checked it out, watch the video on the No Yelling Challenge. That would really help. So how should we handle our children's mistakes? Dr. Shefali noted, wait until all emotional reactivity has died down and everyone is in their right mind. Then sit with our children compassionately. Process their mistake with them entirely free of judgment and show them how they can extract a lesson for the future. Show them how they can extract a lesson for the future. End of quote. Oh yes, one more thing. Focus more on the why than the what. That has really helped me. And I like that perspective. Rather than, for example, your child spilled water all over the table. Was that intentional? Was an instruction given as to how to clean? Was an instruction given as to not making messes? Was there intentional disobedience? Or was it a misunderstanding? Sometimes it's just poor judgment. It's, again, a misunderstanding or lack of information. So here are my bonus takeaways. Bonus number one, conscious parenting is about listening to our children, honoring their essence, and being fully present with them while setting boundaries and discipline. I had mentioned this in one of my videos, and I agree with this point. Conscious parenting is being mindful. It is not necessarily being permissive, allowing our children to go haywire. It is setting boundaries and discipline, but that starts with us being aware of our roles as parents. Bonus number two, the two pillars of relationship. I like this point. She mentioned authenticity and containment. What are those? So authenticity is connection to our inner selves, which is a sense of inner connection, while containment is connection to others. And my understanding of that is the balance between teaching our children to be vocal, to be themselves, express themselves, you raise and build their confidence. But on the flip side, which is the containment, they also learn to be respectful of others and their feelings. If you have not, please hit that subscribe button, hit the notification bell. Let me know if you have questions. Thank you. See you next time.